B-Pod Studios.
What day is it?
It's Saturday!
Really?
April Fool's!
Oh, great.
Is that today?
I told you there was nothing funny about April Fool's pranks.
I agree. 99% plus one.
100%.
There is nothing funny about this.
April Fool's!
Yes, April Fool's.
Can we just...
start the show?
Sure thing.
April Fool's.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
Here's Lauren and Wally.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Monday morning, the 1st of April. How's everybody doing this morning?
Great.
Good.
April Fool's, I'm not.
Hey, how'd Lucy's thing go over the weekend?
Miss Amazing was as advertised.
Amazing.
It was so great. We can talk about that later, but okay. What an awesome event at Medfield High.
Okay, stuff we got coming up in the program today. We got a new game starting today. Your chance to win $1,000 five times a day, every day, Monday through Friday, or the grand prize of $10,000. 80s Artist of the Day. Listen to the keywords at 8, 11, 1, 4, and 6 p.m. And then you text them to us, and we'll explain the whole thing. You go online to WRR.com and get all the information, okay? So stick around for that.
But the Big Tobin Bridge Project starts today.
Oh, today's the day.
Luckily, if you're heading to work, northbound is where the closures are today. Two lanes will be open during the day and only one at night. It's all going northbound. And then May 1st, it changes.
Wow.
It's going to go 2 years. Ooh.
Good luck. Good
That's
luck.
That's why everyone should live on the South Shore. Hey, 02021, baby. No Tobin for us.
There you go. And you don't have to pay a toll.
Right.
You know? Oh, don't mention that to the North Shore.
I know. I know the North Shore.
Hey, don't
really
bring it up
get
today.
Upset about that.
Sorry.
Yeah, we'll bring that up repeatedly today. Okay, so we got that going for you today here. What are we doing in Dirty Laundry today?
Well, the behind the scenes of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony. Who did what?
Okay.
To whom?
Okay.
Wow. My bracket's not in good shape.
Oh, man. Speaking of brackets.
That's why they call it March Madness, right?
Did you get enough basketball over the weekend? Woo. There was a little basketball going over this weekend.
Wow, Sam Bell was crushed yesterday when Duke lost. Duke? And I told him, buddy, daddy just lost $500. So
oh, really?
Whoa.
Yeah,
because
you were doing great
bucks?
In the brackets until this
weekend.
Well,
you had the potential, potential yes. to win. Okay,
stick around. All this coming up. Plus, win a grand in 60 seconds, just about 10 minutes, right here, ROR.
And more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
So you actually bought an As Seen on TV product.
I buy As Seen on TV products all the time.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love them.
I know.
They're great.
I just love that baked potato thing you gave me. It's awesome.
Me too.
Potato bag's amazing.
Yeah.
But Gorilla Gym, you know, it's another story.
So a Gorilla Gym is what?
It's the thing that you put in your doorway.
Oh, okay.
And you can do pull-ups with
pull-ups.
It.
Yep.
And then your kids can use it. There's a swing attachment and all sorts of little things that the kids can do.
Yes.
So an indoor swing.
Of course.
Great.
Perfect on a rainy day.
Rainy day when you don't feel like going out to the backyard. I'm like, all right. So we got one a couple months ago. And the kids have been enjoying it. You really have to keep an eye on them, though.
Yeah, kids.
Yeah, what
happened? Like that.
And, you know, so when we're not using it, I take all the attachments down so that the kids can't use it.
Mm-hmm.
So Saturday, I sent my 5-year-old upstairs. Honey, go get your gymnastic stuff on. Little mm-hmm. Lila Bell. So she went up to put her gymnastic stuff on. And then I heard a really loud crash.
Oh, boy.
Yep.
Like, oh, what's going on? So she's crying. And I'm like, what's... She had brought her stool into the doorway where the Gorilla Gym is. So she could get up on it and swing. You know, like a monkey bar style.
Yeah.
She came crashing down, hurt her elbow. So I'm like, all right, come here. You know, she's crying. Let me get you some ice. We iced your elbow. My wife was in the shower. So I'm like, we'll figure this out once, you know, you'll calm down. Take some deep breaths. We'll ice it. Daddy just made a cup of coffee. I'm going back downstairs. So I went downstairs. My wife gets out of the shower and she's like, why is Lila crying? I'm like, oh, she fell off the Gorilla Gym. She says she hurt her elbow. I put ice on it. So then we start looking at it. Doesn't look good.
Really?
Doesn't look good. She couldn't straighten it out.
Ooh.
And she was still crying.
Yeah,
and I had finished my coffee
indication.
By this point.
Yep.
She
yes.
hadn't
yep.
she hadn't quite stopped crying yet. And I figured maybe she just needs more ice. But we took her to the,
Urgent care.
Yeah.
Fractured elbow.
Oh,
get
God.
Out fractured
of town.
Elbow.
Get out of town.
Oh, no.
Ouch.
So... Now, what I didn't want to do is immediately take the Gorilla Gym down. Yep. I didn't want her to feel like it was some sort of punishment.
Right. Yeah.
So I'm waiting till today to take it down.
Oh. Good move. Good move.
And when we have to go see an orthopedic and get a big cast and all that stuff.
Oh.
So anyway, if anyone wants to buy a Gorilla Gym, I paid $100 for it. I'll get rid of it for $50.
Oh, okay.
Contact me here at the station. It's got all the attachments, and it's just soaked in kids' tears.
You cover the copay?
Soaked in kids' tears.
covered in tears.
Or just the price of one copay.
I would charge more for the tears.
Yeah.
Okay, 617-931-1057. We'll work a deal
for
you.
So be careful.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Poor Lyle
up there. Yeah. Okay, now look. So how'd your brackets do? Not
broken.
So well, huh? Broken.
Well, the reason my other kid was crying.
Yeah. Okay, so a lot of tears over the weekend. We'll cover brackets coming up next. Good morning. This is the Lauren Wally Morning Show. Okay, we got the gym hotline on here. Hi. Hello.
I actually have some advice for Brian about the Gorilla Gym.
Oh, yeah. Great. What is it?
What do you think?
So I actually used to be a gymnastics coach.
Yeah.
And whenever our kids hurt themselves at home, we would tell the parents not to get rid of the equipment and teach their children how to use it properly. If you get rid of the equipment, that's how they harbor fears about.
See, that's why I didn't take it down immediately while she was at the emergency room.
Keep it.
Okay.
Keep it.
Hey, great.
And tell her never to use her stool again.
throw the stool away.
Good advice.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Okay, I think that's brilliant. Okay, listen. Okay, let's talk brackets this morning. How'd you do in the brackets, everybody?
I'm out, right? I'm out because I picked.
Yeah, you're like in last place.
Kind of like Lila's arm broken.
I know.
Yeah, my daughter was crying because of her broken arm, and my son Sam was crying. Although he did win the children's pool in our family.
Oh, good.
But his team Duke lost yesterday.
Duke.
And I told him, buddy, you know what? If Duke had won, Daddy would have won $500. So who should be crying here?
That's right. Yeah. That's the problem.
Yes, Duke. Who thought Duke? I mean, they had Zion Williamson. They got the four fabulous freshmen.
They had two miraculous escapes, you know, just prior to the game yesterday.
Yeah, and they were stunned by Michigan State, 68-67. So Virginia, the lone one seed going to the Final Four. Auburn and Texas Tech also advance. So Auburn faces Virginia. Michigan State against Texas Tech next Saturday in Minneapolis.
This is taking forever.
I know. I thought it was March Madness. It's April now.
It's April now.
Come on, wrap it up, kids.
Okay. Hey, and those Boston Red Sox, speaking of getting pummeled, Mariners scored 7 in the third, 9 off Rick Porcello in less than 3 innings.
Holy
they beat the Sox 10-8 in Seattle. J.D. Martinez and Mookie Betts both homered. In the last 10 years, this is the worst beginning to a season over 4 games for any team starting pitching. In a decade.
Wow.
It's historically awful. Sox are in Oakland tonight. David Price on the mound. Sox close to a 6-year contract extension with Xander Bogaerts, reportedly worth $120 million. Red Wings scored 4 third-period goals. They beat the slumping Bruins 6-3 in Detroit. Bruins lost 3 of 4 games on 2 different occasions in the month of March. And Celts host Miami tonight. I'm Hank Morse. That's a look at sports.
Thank you very much, Hanky.
And more. 1057 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
So how many kids rode their bikes through the tunnels? What the
30 kids about on their little, like, I don't know, little like huffy looking things and Tip O'Neill Tunnel this weekend. And they were chased out by police.
That's pretty dangerous.
And it was on video. It's up on our website, right, Hank?
It's at WROR.com. I mean, they weren't doing wheelies. They were in the right and second lanes.
Yeah, it was like Stranger Things. There was something oddly freeing about it, seeing the video, and then I'm like, no, that's dangerous. But they looked
is dangerous.
They looked like they were a bunch of punks having too much fun.
Yeah, they got on at Leverett Circle, so, you know, it wasn't like they came over the Zakim Bridge.
Right,
And so they got down into the tunnel, and, I mean, not wearing helmets, looking
stupid.
But I did a couple of stupid things as a kid.
Yeah, what's the stupidest
thing? Like, my buddy didn't have his license. We decided to take his unregistered van out for a ride. Got caught by his girlfriend's father. That didn't work out well for us.
Mm. Yeah. Hey, I took my unregistered car out for him and tried to elude the police.
You did?
Caught. Yeah.
Did you get caught?
Yeah, I got caught.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't do anything stupid.
You didn't do anything stupid?
No, I didn't. I didn't. I really was like, oh, that's unsafe. Let's not do it. But I married a guy who did a lot of dumb things, and I love listening to those stories.
What did he do?
Okay, so he and his friends would, one of them would climb on top of the roof of the car, belly on the roof of the car, with their hands holding the roof, kind of where the windshield meets, hold on for dear life, and then the person driving would gun it down the back road.
And try to shake them off?
Not to try to shake them off, just to, for the rush of fear. And that, when he told me that story, I was like,
I need to marry him.
Yeah. Seriously?
Yeah, kind of turned me on.
Seriously. Okay, hang on. Let me grab this. Okay, hey, so what did you do? Is this Mary? Hi, Mary.
It is Mary. Hi.
Hi. What did you do, Mary?
Good morning. Well, my friends and I were bored one night. I live on Cape Ann. We were in Gloucester, and we rode around the first rotary 51 times before the police stopped us.
Around the rotary.
Really?
That's funny.
A kid's Big Ben.
Yeah. Yeah, 51.
It was pretty funny, but 51 times before they got us. So
51.
Did you throw up from being dizzy?
Hey, thanks a lot. Have a great day. Okay, John. So, John, what did you do anyway?
So, I was, when I was about 10 years old, and I was living in Somerville, me and my friends would run down the block, jumping from house to house on the roof.
Oh my God, that's like Born Identity.
Wow.
Okay. You know, but the roofs weren't that far apart.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't like in the movies where you, you were dropping down five stories and landing on some other roof. They were all even, and they were probably about 10 feet apart, but we were
ten feet. That's insane.
Oh my gosh.
10 feet.
And you're still here to tell the story.
Congratulations.
Yeah, well, you know, we must have been smart enough to quit before we did it too
long. Hey, when did you get out of jail?
Have a great day, man. Thanks for calling. Okay, so what did you do?
All right, so there was four of us that were at Skateland in Bradford, and we decided that it would be fun to walk across the railroad track that go over the Merrimack River.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we got halfway across, and then the geniuses that we are thought, oh, my God, what happens if a train came?
Yeah.
So we went flying across the track to get back on the other side, and I have never been more terrified in my life as I was that day.
Wow.
You didn't do that again, did you?
Oh, no. I think I grew up that day and never did anything quite so
good. Okay. Hey, thanks for calling. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
The Lorne and Wally Show. Morning. More 80s. More variety. All day. And all night. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Aoife's wife has gone into labor unexpectedly, and he calls the doctor's office in a panic.
Doc Sider's office, Doc Sider speaking.
Say, Doc Sider, you better get over here right away. My wife is in labor, and I don't know what to do.
Well, is this her first baby?
Well, no, this is her husband.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. Right here on the Lorne Wally Morning Show. 105.7 WROR, good morning.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The Lorne and Wally Show. Sponsored by Horizon Interiors.
105.7 WROR, good morning. This is Lorne and Wally. Okay, so where are these...
Speaking of 80s and more.
Yeah, where are these phones washing
80s,
up?
Anyway? Iconic 80s phone is washing up on the shore of in Brittany in France. The Garfield phone that Brian Bell actually had and is now featured on the Goldbergs. Big fans of that show.
Yeah, I see it there. I'm like, oh, I had that. I had that phone.
Anyway, this is so for 35 years, you guys, pieces of Garfield phones have been washing up on shore in Brittany, France.
Qu'est-ce que c'est? Garfield.
And so it's been a big mystery. Everyone thought it was from a shipping container of some sort, but like they just couldn't figure it out. Well, they found out that it was a shipping container filled with Garfield phones that was stuck in a sea cave accessible only through low tide, which is why it was only coming up on this shore. And they're in really good shape, though, the ones that are still in the sea cave. On eBay, I mean, now that these were like preserved for 35 years, I feel iconic. Like the Garfield phone might actually cost a lot of money. You should have kept yours.
It's a lot of things I should have kept.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
And I kept a lot of stuff.
I know you did.
Things you should have kept.
I wish that my Alf phone would wash up on store. And that duck phone from, what was that movie? I mean, that show.
Silver Spoons?
Silver Spoons. That was a good one.
You actually had an Alf phone?
We had an Alf phone.
I still have an Alf Christmas ornament that goes on the tree every year.
The 80s, they made good phones. We just have iPhones. Boring.
Right. Yeah. Very boring.
So anyway, that's the mystery solved, and I feel like I really want to go buy a Garfield phone on eBay.
Cats can swim, I guess.
Yes, I know.
Yeah, seriously. Okay, so look.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Okay. Very excited because I have done a deep dive on the royal family, and it's amazing. We're going to also talk about what happened at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony and what's going on with Mick Jagger. But first, okay, no idea this was happening until Brian Bell came in, and our royal watcher, Caitlin Bell, said that Prince William and Kate were having some problems. Apparently, there have been rumors that Kate and Meghan Markle don't get along, but that's back burner stuff now because Kate has broken up with one of her best friends. Now, Kate Middleton, former model Rose Hanbury, who is now the Marchioness of Chumley.
That's fun to
say.
What is that?
Sounds pretty goofy.
It's like it's French for super rich. And so she and her husband, the Marchess of Chumley, is David Ruck Savage. And Rose and David and Kate and William would go out a lot, you know, like the BFFs.
Yeah.
Go double date and things like that. And they were all friends with this group of people called the Turnip Toffs, a group of obscenely wealthy society people who live in Norfolk. Now, that couple, the Rose and David, have a mansion 3 miles down the road from Prince William and Kate, and that's why they all hang out. Well, now, Rose is out. Why? Well, word is that William might have had an affair with Rose.
Get out.
Which is so dumb. Because, like, now it's, you know, they live close. They're going to have to move their mansion.
You can't move a royal residence. Well, I don't know.
You know what? So Rose is being phased out of the group of friends. And I guess Will and Kate say that's not true. And they went immediately to a reporter at the Daily Mail to say that it wasn't true. But it was weird that they went to the reporter, the Daily Mail, so quickly because it was like you protest too much. And then Lainey Liu of Lainey Gossip wrote, "Rumors of an affair between Will and Rose have been simmering for days. People have been whispering about the possibility, but no one wanted to say it out loud." And then a British reporter, I don't know his first name, Corin, tweeted and quickly deleted that quickly deleted is the most important part. Everyone knows about the affair. Ugh.
Really? Okay.
I'm upset about this.
Of William or Harry, which one would you be most suspicious of?
Here's the thing. I do not think that I would be suspicious of either of them because their father's affair made their mother so miserable that it would be very surprising that they would do that.
Yeah.
And that's why Harry is mad with Will.
That's right. So Harry and Will have not been getting along.
Okay.
So maybe that's what the problem
is. So maybe Harry knew that Will was...
I don't know. I mean, just come on, Will.
At least Will didn't have
years.
At least he didn't have an affair with Camilla's daughter. That would be really messy.
That would be very... yes.
Yeah, right. I don't know. It's not true. Until somebody says it's true. But, like, this is the rumor. This is one thing I do not want to believe is true. Because I love Kate Middleton, and she has those three children, and she's so perfect looking all the time. And I know she's a princess, and she has staff. But, wow, she's amazing.
Okay.
All right?
Yep.
Okay. Although I love rumors of an affair.
I know you do. I know.
Okay, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, fun things happen. Stevie Nicks started off the show. This is going to air on April 27th, so I'm going to give you a little scoop so you know what to expect. Stevie Nicks started the show with 4 songs, and she even joined Don Henley for their hit Leather and Lace. And then Harry Styles took the Tom Petty part and Stop Dragging My Heart Around. The best part of the whole ceremony was when Def Leppard, actually, they sang a bunch of songs. They had a really good... quote, Joe Elliott said, "It did seem that every time we made some musical headway, life would knock us back down somewhat. But if alcoholism, car crashes, and cancer couldn't kill us, the 90s had no blanking chance."
Wow.
They sang Hysteria, Rock of Ages, Photograph, and Pour Some Sugar on Me. And that's going to be a fun thing to watch on April 27th. And finally, Mick Jagger postponing the Rolling Stones.
What's up?
Well, his doctor said he shouldn't go on tour right now, and he's expected to make a complete recovery. The guy's 75 years old, which to me I don't think is really that old. And he's.
But then you look at him, and you're like, "Whoa!"
But he's, you know, when he takes the stage, he's in great shape. He's probably got the flu. I mean, you know, and he's skinny. And when you're
he's got no reserve, right?
And you're skinny, and you get the flu, you get in trouble because there's no reserve. That's why 20 pounds extra is what I'm working for.
Okay. It's a defensive
flu prevention,
right?
It is. Yeah, flu prevention.
It's totally prevented.
That's what's going on in Dirty Laundry
today. Okay, gotcha. 105.7 WRR. And by the way, Stevie Nicks became the first female to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame twice, because she's with the Mac, and then on her own.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
And more. 105.7 WROR.
The Lorne and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Okay, is everybody excited about this?
Yes.
I can tell because, ladies and gentlemen, it's game time on the Lorne and Wally Morning Radio Program, and it's time to play Win a Grand in 60 Seconds. So, on the line, we have a player this morning, a school teacher from Sutton, Massachusetts, named Donna Sinkus. Good morning, Donna. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Good morning. I'm great. Thank you.
So, are you feeling very confident this morning?
Somewhat confident.
Somewhat confident. So, what's going to happen here? LBF is going to give you 10 questions within a time span of 60 seconds. You answer all these correctly in 60 seconds, we give you $1,000 from Century Bank. Sounds pretty simple, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Okay. Plenty of time here, so just take your time. Get them all right. $1,000 from Century Bank. You ready to play?
I'm ready.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's play Win a Grand in 60 seconds.
What's 1 plus 8?
9.
Spell April.
A, capital A-P-R-I-L.
What does a caterpillar turn into?
A butterfly.
The first of April is also known as this day.
April Fool's Day.
What TV series revolves around ad exec Don Draper?
Pat.
Boxing legend George Foreman also sells this kitchen appliance.
Pat.
What superhero's alter ego worked for the Daily Planet?
Superman.
Stephen Hawking wrote the book A Brief History of What?
Pat.
More than 1 million units of what easy-to-care-for pet were sold in 1975?
Pat.
Rick Ocasek is the lead singer of this Boston band.
Aerosmith.
What TV series revolves around ad exec Don Draper?
I don't know the answer. Pass.
Boxing legend George Foreman also sells this kitchen appliance.
Okay, well, you got 5 correct.
You got one wrong.
One wrong.
And 4 passes.
4 passes. Okay, let's review.
Okay, the TV series that revolves around ad executive Don Draper is Mad Men. Boxing legend George Foreman also sells this kitchen appliance. That would be a grill. Stephen Hawking wrote the book A Brief History of Time. More than 1 million units of a pet rock were sold in 1975. And Rick Ocasek is the lead singer of The Cars. But you did.
Oh, yeah.
Did okay.
Halfway there.
Halfway there, right.
So we
exactly.
have a prize Halfway here this there. Morning. Ooh, I think you're going to like this. A pair of tickets to see Adam Sandler June 19th at the Xfinity Center.
Oh, tickets that's awesome.
Yeah, that's Ooh, really, awesome. Really awesome. Tickets are on sale right now at LiveNation.com. Enjoy that. Thank you very much for playing the game today, and have yourself a great day.
Thank you very much. You too.
You bet. Think you can do it? Come on. Everybody says, oh, yeah, I can do this. Yeah, right. Come on.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's get hard for people sometimes, you know?
Log on to WRR.com, fill out an application, and you could be playing Win a Grand in 60 seconds and walk away with $1,000 from Century Bank.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
105.7 WRR. Good morning. This is the Lorne and Wally Morning Show. By the way, today's April Fool's Day. It's the worst possible day to actually get shot in the head with an arrow. because nobody's going to believe you.
Oh, my God.
You know what I mean?
Good point.
I mean, seriously.
Excellent point.
You never thought about that before, did you?
Oh, my gosh. So this weekend, you guys, it's the best night of the year. It really is. It was such an amazing, amazing situation where Lucy Falcone, my daughter, joined 40 other girls and women with disabilities, and they participate in a thing called Miss Amazing at Medfield High. And since 2013,
it's
unbelievable.
All volunteer.
Yeah. So many volunteers from Medfield High School. Some actually come from other towns too, but mostly it's at Medfield High School. I have to say that there were because each girl got two buddies. At least 80 volunteers one-on-one with the girls, helping them throughout the day. Mm-hmm. It starts off with a lunch, and then they have rooms where there's dance party and karaoke, and then they get their hair and makeup done, and then they put on their ball gown because they have a talent show, and they have an introduction portion of the evening, and then they have dinner with their right-hand man, which boy volunteers.
For escort, right?
Escort, yeah.
Yep.
They've have dinner with them and then escort them onto the stage. And hundreds of volunteers all in high school. It warms my heart. So it's crazy. It's so good. You're crying, but happy crying the whole time.
Brought to you by Kleenex.
Exactly. And it was just so great. Lucy, her talent portion, she likes to sing. Did you know that? She sang Never Enough from The Greatest Showman, and it was fantastic. And all the girls were so great. They danced, they sang, they did gymnastics, they did cheerleading, they did everything. And it was 3 hours of just nonstop fun. And it's just, I don't know, I can't say enough about it. And I can't say enough to all my family and friends who actually showed up to cheer Lucy on, because that was super amazing. And some of the Lucy's friends from the drama club at Canton High also.
That's great.
Oh, yeah, it's beautiful.
What do we have here?
This is Lucy's song.
Yes,
this is what she sang.
This is what she sang. Oh, yeah. This is not what she sounded like.
She sounds great.
We do have her singing, and I'll put it up at WROR.com. But it's just, I think that what just gets to me is that this, I think when Lucy was born, she has Down syndrome. I was nervous that people wouldn't accept her. And this is just every year, all these girls and all these guys and all this whole community accept all these people with their differences and everything. And it's just the greatest, greatest night.
A lot of kids these days get a pretty bad rap.
I know. You know what?
You know what I mean?
We rank on all those youngins, but they're really nice.
There's some really good ones out there.
These girls and these guys and the whole community of Medfield, it's just so
fantastic.
Great.
Okay, so
thanks for that. Thanks for making me ugly cry, too.
Thank you. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
Good morning, this is the
morning radio program. And I remember it was it was yesterday. I don't know, it was 5 years ago, something like that. So we all go out to have lunch one day after the show.
Mm-hmm.
And so we decide, okay, we're going to go to Outback Steakhouse. And we get into the Outback Steakhouse, and LBF says, well, we said, you're going to have a Bloomin' Onion. She says, I've never had a Bloomin' Onion before. I said, oh, you got to try the Bloomin' Onion. And it's unbelievably good.
It's one of those things where you're eating it and you're like, this is wrong on so many levels, but you can't stop. Especially that sauce they give with it.
Yep.
So bad good.
Well, the standard Bloomin' Onion is 1,950 calories. Okay, so that's just so you know. So yes, it was actually over the weekend. They announced their new take on the Bloomin' Onion. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
Okay. Healthier?
Yeah. This is the much healthier version of it. That's what it is.
That's not what you call it.
Not only do you get the Bloomin' Onion, but the Bloomin' Onion that comes with deep-fried ribs on top of it.
Oh, boy.
And between the Bloomin' Onion and the deep-fried ribs, you have cheese fries.
Oh, my God.
So you start with a Bloomin' Onion, then cheese fries goes over the top of that, and then deep-fried ribs go over the top of that. They have not yet listed the calorie count on the nutrition facts for that.
One of my first dates with Dave Falcone, he ordered cheese fries, and I'd never seen anything like it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd never been, my dad had open heart surgery at 47, so I'd never seen cheese fries.
Right.
And I was stunned at the cheese fries alone. I can't imagine putting them on a Bloomin' Onion and then with deep fried ribs at the top.
Don't
that's crazy.
Don't you think that's got to be 3,000 calories?
If if not more.
We will keep you posted on this.
Onions, though, loaded with antioxidants.
That's very okay. Good. Okay. Good thinking.
Thank you, Hank.
We stand up for it.
Excellent. Excellent save.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
105.7 WROR. Good morning. This is the Lorne and Wally Morning Radio Program. If you happen to run into Billy Preston today, if he's from Waltham, you know he's. He's rich. No, he's just won $1,000 in cash right here at WRR. You say, yeah, can I borrow a few bucks? You take me out to lunch, something like that. But don't worry, because there are more chances for you to win. As a matter of fact, the next chance for you to win $1,000 in cash is coming up at 11 o'clock this morning. Then you have a chance at 1 this afternoon, 4 p.m. and 6 p.m. And you listen for the keyword and you text it to us. By the way, the number you're texting to, just in case you want to know, is 45911. That's 45911. Or better yet, go to our website or our mobile app and qualify for the $10,000 cash prize.
Wow.
Pretty good. Pretty good stuff, huh?
We're so generous.
We are. We're givers.
It's nice.
They're
it's
big
nice.
Givers. Okay. And by the way, today is April Fool's Day. And it was on this day. You may remember, this is one of the big corporate April Fools that went over. Taco Bell, 23 years ago, announced that they had bought the Liberty Bell. And they were changing the name of the Liberty Bell to the Taco Liberty Bell. And Americans were outraged.
That's a good April Fool's one.
Yeah.
That was a good one. Hankster's here. Update on the community.
Somebody's got to fix that crack in it.
I know.
Yeah. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.